chapter 37 to 38. Therefore, brethren, let us serve as his soldiers in all earnestness, under his faultless commands. Let us consider those who serve as soldiers under our leaders. How orderly, how obediently, how submissively they carried out commands. Not all are prefects, nor tribunes, nor centurions, nor chiefs of 50, nor so forth. Instead, each one in his own legion carries out the things enjoined by the king and the leaders. The great cannot subsist without the small, nor the small without the great. There is a certain organization, and it is of benefit to all. Let us take our body. The head is nothing without the feet. So in this way, neither is the feet anything without the head. But the smallest members of our body are necessary and useful to the whole body. Instead, all breathe conjointly together and are united in a single obedience, so that the whole body may be saved. Therefore, let our whole body be saved in the Anointed One Jesus, and let each one be subject to his neighbor according to the position which favor has bestowed upon each one. Do not let the strong despise the weak, but let the weak show respect to the strong. Let the rich man supply the wants of the poor man, but let the poor man give thanks to God, because he has given him someone to supply his needs. Let the wise man display his wisdom, not in words, but instead in good deeds. Do not let the humble-minded man bear testimony to his own humility. Instead, allow testimony to be borne to him by another. Do not let him who is pure in the flesh grow proud of it and boast, knowing that it was another who bestowed on him this gift of self-control. Brethren, let us consider of what matter we were made, who and what manner of beings we are, which came into the world. From what a tomb and from what utter darkness our Maker and Creator brought us into the world, preparing his bountiful gifts for us before we were born. Therefore, since we have obtained these things from him, we ought to give him thanks for everything. To whom be the glory to the ages of the ages. Amen.